So why bother about it? What's it matter? Well, of course, the problem is the grasping. The problem is that as a result of believing that there's a self-existent subject, independent of the experiencing situation, and a self-existent object, independent of the experiencing situation, of which the experience is an experience, we come to crave. We want to make that independent subject safe and secure, and we do that by clinging on to things, people, ideas that we believe will make us secure. But life being what it is, mere experience, sooner or later what we cling to is taken from us and we're thrust up against that which we don't want. So as a result of that misinterpretation of the experiencing situation, we crave, we form plans and ideas about life's meaning and purpose. We order our lives, and that brings us up against it. That brings us into suffering. That's all fairly essential Buddhism. Most of this will come back again as we go on. But let's just pause for a moment. Consult our experience. Just see what's going on. And just see the way in which experience, first of all, is ordered in terms of, as it were, an inner and an outer. That's natural. That's essential to the experiencing situation. But there is buried in it assumption. There's assumption that there's something out there independent of experience, and there's something in here independent of experience. Don't worry for the time being if all you get come up against is, well, of course, because in a sense it is. Perhaps for evolutionary reasons, who knows, it is built into us, that kind of assumption. But for the time being, it's good just to be conscious of the way in which our experience is sort of naturally founded upon an assumption of something that has the experience and something that is experienced. Of course, it's not a simple matter. It's not a simple matter of that there isn't anything out there. That would be wrong too. Yogacara is not saying that there is no nothing, as it were, at the objective pole of experience. It's saying that anything that is posited as beyond that objective pole of experience is merely posited, is merely an assumption. So anyway, so far, we've... yes, I'm not sure whether we have or not, but anyway, we've... I have said that there is just experience. And it's not easy to get hold of this, so it'll take time. There's just experience. But what we're trying to get at is the fact that we do assume that there's something outside and beyond our experience and something inside and beyond our experience that owns the experience. And it's this that Yogacara is trying to get us to change our attitude to. And it's saying that if we do change our attitude in this way, we will live more in accordance with the reality of things and we will be happier. Indeed, we will be as happy as it's possible to be. We'll feel free. We'll not be the slaves of the assumptions that we make about our experience. So it's okay. That's a very broad presentation of the situation. That we've got just experience. Onto that, we add something outside the experience and something inside the experience. We add on a grasper and a grasped.